if a girl gave me a kiss on the cheek, I'd be like, bone. Like, look, I would see it coming in, dude, and I'd be like. Fucking llama.
Welcome to the Unemployable Podcast. What is it, Alex?
The best podcast in the world.
That's right. And today we have Stess. Why can't I talk this?
Gloria.
Welcome to the.
We have Steffi Boom with us.
Boom.
Coming off hot.
Off her new track.
Super Bowl last night.
That was a crazy game.
That was kind of a crazy
game. It was a wild game.
It was entertaining.
So you're here working?
Yeah, I was doing a tattoo.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
This typically isn't like me, but I decided to put a lot of money on the game.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Bet how much?
Doesn't matter.
A lot.
But enough. I fucking, because I, what?
Did you win?
I did win, actually. Fuck yeah. I put it on the Chiefs.
Hell yeah.
Because I was like, we were all at the house, and I'm like, damn, I just want to make this, like, more interesting. So
put your life on the stake.
And, like, you know, like, I'm an addict, so it's, like, all or nothing, always, with everything. So we hit up, Brandon and Chris and I are like, yeah, like, let's do some, like, parlays. You know, and it's, like, $100 here, $100 there. And I'm like, okay, this is a good start. You know what I mean? So then we're like, I'm calling my boy that's, like, in jail because he's good at picks. I'm putting him on speaker. I'm like, give us picks, dude. Give us picks. I'm, like, looking on Instagram. Mickey's betting fucking $1 million on the 49ers. I'm like, that's
bad.
Nothing. So I'm calling him. And, like, I don't sports bet, you know? So I'm just calling my boys that do. And I'm like, whatever you bet, double it.
Let me know. What?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I've never bet anything in my life. I don't know about it. It's nerve-wracking, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and I don't really, I don't watch sports a lot. And I definitely don't know anything about sports, like stat-wise or who's who or whatever. So the whole game, I'm just like, is that one of the players? Did we need that?
No, who do we need, dog? Yeah. Who do we need?
Am I doing good?
Right. We needed him to score a touchdown, you know? It actually just made it really stressful, the whole game.
Not enjoyable at all.
Not really. You know, I think it made it worse. And I'm, like, texting my boy, who I, like, doubled bets with, because obviously we have the same bet then. And I'm like, dude, are you having fun? And he's like, no, bro. You know? Because it was so close.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they tied it up. And now they're in overtime. Opposing team scores.
So you're sweating.
I'm just like, bro, this isn't even fun.
Heart's racing.
Like, you know, I would never, like, put enough on the line to, like, change my life. But enough to be, like, really upset that I had to, like, Venmo someone that much money.
you turned what should have been an enjoyable experience into a business transaction, and you won.
Right, and I did, like, no, like, math or heads up. So I realized, like, I had all these, like, bets, like, contradicting each other.
Yeah, dude, it was wild.
And then it, you know, there's a point where, like, pretty much the whole house is rooting for the opposing team.
Against
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm like,
so if they're guys, cheering, if they're cheering, you're
yeah,
dying.
Yeah, I'm like, guys, this is cute that you bet $100 on this, but like,
you boys got money
I need
on
the
line.
Chiefs to win.
And that,
whatever. Gambling, Super Bowl.
Usher.
Yeah. Usher.
That Post motherfucker's irrelevant, man. Can I just say that?
Off-White Look. Did his outfit.
You what?
Off-White?
Off-White? I'm not looking at the outfit.
I like
I'm
the outfit.
Man.
I thought that was really cool.
It was interesting.
The skating, everything. It looked like so much fun. I just wanted to skate with them.
Yeah, and then Little John.
Dude, Little John.
What just, year was it yesterday?
Bro, they were like doing a performance.
A choreographed fucking dance, bro, and Little John just walks up and like taps up.
Yeah. He's like, yo, you move.
Nice move, good, dog. Yeah,
you just imagine like ducking hilarious. Below people's knees and she's like, you tell me when to jump up, dog.
Bro, Usher almost fell. It was so funny, dude.
His first note was terrible. He's like,
Same thing with Alicia Keys.
Yeah, that first note.
Yeah.
I didn't see a lot
She's
of
so hot.
Post Malone did great, gorgeous. Though.
She's so hot.
Yeah, Post killed it.
Yeah.
Post Malone is amazing.
Yeah.
I was talking about that yesterday. I was like, I feel like he has a very good fan base. Like, people, somebody likes Post Malone. Malone?
What the hell's a Malone?
Somebody likes Post Malone.
Post Malone. They really like him. Like, they're dedicated fans.
Well, and they've marketed him well. Like, yeah. They're just like, hey, he's a nice guy.
And then he lost all that weight.
Yeah, he's a face for semaglutide. That's the guy we need.
Steffi, welcome.
Thanks.
So, obviously, you're an excelling, awesome, amazing tattoo artist now. But where did this start? Where did this all start? Because I don't think it started with tattooing, right?
No, art's
always been a part of your life?
Yes. Right. Yeah. My mom gave me a keyboard when I was like 6. And it was like one of the small ones that kind of show you how to play. So I would always, like, by myself, I would cry to the song Canon and just play it and, like, little tears falling down my face.
How old are you?
I was like 6 or 7. It was cool. Canon.
That's when it started. Yeah.
It was a preset, like, she stops and still going.
It's too much. Yeah, I was very emotional since a little girl. I would also draw. And it's so funny because I looked at my drawings from when I was a kid and I draw, like, people with ginormous heads. And I'm like, you see? Could learn how to draw at any point. Just practice. I wasn't always.
So you were
good
drawing Cam.
I was drawing Cam. Yeah. So I drew a lot. I was always that kid that had a notebook everywhere I went. But my biggest thing was like just writing a lot. Like I started writing a book when I was like 11.
What was it about?
So my. I think for me it was about a person, like a little girl. Older than me, I guess it was like me, but like if I was stronger. So like the strong little girl, she was a fighter, she's a little badass. And it was like a murder mystery. Like she ends up getting kicked out of school and then her parents force her to leave like Jersey and come down to Florida. And so on the drive there, she gets to like a gas station and she finds a dead body, all this crazy shit. So I wrote like 300 pages, never finished.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You still have it?
I'm sure I do somewhere.
We should get it published.
I was like 11.
I'm intrigued, dog. Keep going, man. How did the person die, Steffi?
Yeah, I was getting there. and it's funny because like I realize now that when I was little, well, I suffered from depression since I was really young. Since I can remember, I was always really sad. And so it comes into play with like my art and my music, always kind of just putting that into work, the work that I do. But writing that book, it's funny because like I think about that character and who I kind of grew up to be like in high school. And it was kind of like her, because I was bad. I was
you found a body?
Oh, no, I didn't. Well, no. But
well, I killed somebody. But
I didn't really talk about it. looking back at it now, I'm like definitely like kind of channeling that person that I wanted to be, because I wasn't that strong. You know, I was sad, and I would get bullied, and I had nobody to like stand up for me. And I was alone a lot of the time. My mom was always working. So for me, it was just like music and art and drawing and writing songs and kind of just coping that way until I got to high school and I learned how to cope in different ways.
Do tell.
Yeah. Have you guys ever seen the movie 13? I was such a weird little girl. So I saw movie 13 and I remember watching it with my best friend and her saying like, "Ooh, that's so scary. I don't ever want to do that." We were like 10 years old. And I'm just like, that looks like fun.
I want to do.
I want to do all of that.
Alex based his whole life off that movie. Have you seen it before?
Mm.
Okay.
He's like, that's the one with the ghosts, right?
I've seen number 9. That movie's cool.
Those are all the tapes, right?
The introduction is literally like two girls. You have no idea what's going on, and they're fucked up, and they're just punching each other in the face for fun.
They're
having a blast. You know, so it's basically that. It's like young girls that discover drugs.
So did you start punching your friend in the face?
No, I started getting punched in the face.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I figured it was one or the other.
Well, so I was always the one getting bullied. My friends wouldn't stand up for me. And then I think I was in 8th grade going to 9th grade, and I was going to go to like this notorious school that my brother and my sister went to called American.
Yeah.
And notoriously good school?
Bad. Oh, okay. Yeah. Like, at the time, it kind of looked like a prison. Like, it was all, like, it's white concrete walls. It's the best place ever, too. My brother was a badass in that school, too. So, for me, I had that impression that going to the school was, like, scared, you know? Like, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to get bullied in the school. They're going to kick my ass. So, I remember that first day driving up with my mom, and I'm so silly. You know when, like, people throw shoes over, like, the... Yeah. The thingies, you know what they're called.
Through your mom's shoes.
The power lines. I'm here thinking like, oh my God, kids got their shoes stolen and the bullies threw the shoes over the thing. And I'm like horrified. I'm like, I'm going to die in this school. And then at some point I just had like this moment. I'm like, you know what? Fuck that. I'm so sick of being the bullied. I'm tired. I'm going to just not do that. I'm going to stand up for myself. Like whatever. I'm going to do what it takes. And so, yeah, I got to American, and I just kind of got in line with the stoners and the bad kids, and it was not good. It wasn't good. Like, they used to call me Zanny, not proud of it.
Because of Xanax?
Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, that was...
No, actually.
I love Xanax.
Yeah, that was like...
You're like zany.
the Xanax epidemic in Miami is crazy at that. Yeah. It was like 2009 and everybody, all the kids I knew were doing it. At least
yeah, the
in my
pill
circle.
Mill was real.
Yeah. And
it was bad.
And yeah, so that was what I was called. And I wasn't even that bad. I had friends stealing, like, I'd have a friend who would steal your phone and then call you the next day and be like, bro, I'm sorry, I stole your phone last night. I didn't remember, I'm sorry. Like,
yeah.
He stole your phone and then he'd call you.
And apologize.
Dude, I'm so sorry I stole your phone last night.
I always forget we went to the same high school.
Yeah.
You guys, you did? Yeah. You went to the prison
at the same time?
Yeah. We were so close to, like. Well,
I graduated in 08.
Oh, well, 2012.
Yeah.
For me. Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not that close.
Did you have a cool nickname?
Me?
Yeah.
No, but I did get a tattoo so I could be like, Salt, don't fuck with me.
That's real.
And they called me Cracky. Wasn't as cool as Zanny.
Cracky?
Cracky.
The first day I had my shoes and I threw them up there.
No, not me. They would have called me Heroiny.
Hell yeah, but, dude.
Yeah.
That's
I was saying
Heroiny.
Yeah.
I took a risk. So my senior year, I'm like, all right, I'm going to make it into the yearbook every day on what's it? Spirit Week? Is it?
I guess, yeah. I didn't participate in any school activities.
Person. What? Okay. There was one day
bro,
where
she
I went.
Was cool,
bro. She was.
I get it, dog. Yeah.
She forgot.
You know what it is to walk into a school with tight cheetah print pants and like a long haired wig. It was 80s day.
So yo, like, so, you're hilarious.
Yeah, bro. But not to a lot of people who were bullying me.
Yeah, the bullies thought it was great.
Maybe it was better that we weren't our years didn't align.
They started calling me Cheetah Boy.
My friends
were bullying me. Run, Cheetah Boy. But I did make it. And I got the yearbook in trouble because there's one picture on there where I'm dressed as a Mexican and I'm jumping the fence.
That's funny, dude. With me, it was hilarious.
I'm Mexican.
Yeah, you're Mexican.
But the fact that they put it on there, the person got in a lot of trouble.
Aww,
and I had him sign underneath.
But it was in there. Made
it was
cut.
In there. Wow. Uh-huh. I have it somewhere at home.
So you were with the bad kids.
Yeah, no, I had like I made friends with the seniors my freshman year.
Okay.
And they were.
I think that's the move.
Yeah.
It's always the move.
Oh, no, but they were bad. Like, right. Like, they would rob people. They would literally, like, punch you in the back of the head and just rob you. And I'm just there, like...
You would just walk with them?
At one point... Well,
that's like a pay now or pay later kind of thing. It's like, if you want to have a decent time in high school, like, just make friends with the seniors. Seniors. But you're going to pay later.
Yeah.
You're going to, like, go to rehab when you're 19. You know?
That's what I
like, kind of get bullied and, like, be friends with the kids in your own grade,
like,
but then you're fine after high school.
Yeah.
Right. No, it was crazy. They had this insane idea. Do you guys remember, like, Scarred and or Jackass?
Yeah.
So they got it into their head to, like, do that. They're like, all right, Steph, we got this camera here. We want you to record everything we do.
Okay, yeah. this conversation.
You're like, okay.
Yeah.
So all the fights, everything, all the criminal activity, it was so stupid. I'm
document
sorry.
All of it.
Right. I'm like, we're fucking dumb. Like, yeah. Literally, yeah. If the cops ever saw this shit, fucked. But yeah, so that was me. I was like little bar head, getting all the fights. I would like literally get the best angles.
She's
whatever.
That one person.
World this is where my film was at. Yeah, and then I actually started tattooing in high school. But I was a little hustler. So for me, I never thought about tattooing. I drew and I was good at it. The most I did was graffiti on the walls, but like, it never connected in my head that I could do this. I knew about tattoos, it was cool, but, and then my friend got a tattoo machine, she brought it to my house, and my best friend was like, tat me up, Steph, you're really good at drawing, I think you could do it. I'm like, all right, and then I tattooed her, and then I realized, I was like, yo, I can make some money, and I can party with that money. Sick. And so I started tattooing my friends from school. $20 for a tattoo that would probably disappear in like a month, you know?
Yeah, the needle. You could redo it.
Oh, fuck my God. Yeah. And it was like, and my mom was so supportive, obviously. She's like, okay, I'll buy you the equipment. Don't tattoo yourself. Sure, mom.
Oh, your mom bought it for you. That's
yeah.
Cool. That's cool.
We went to a little shop in Hialeah and they had like a whole case and it brought everything you needed. A little coil machine, like stencil stuff, everything. And so I didn't know what the hell I was doing. Let me tell you, like, the needle would literally just jump into the skin. Yeah. And I'm just, like, scratching people with the needle. Yeah. It was horrible.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. And so that's where my tattoo journey kind of started. And for me, it was just hustling. Like, I was just trying to make some cash on the side. Yeah. And that was it. I didn't think I would be here at all. But, yeah, that was, like, kind of, like, where I got started artistically. And then I went to college for film production.
Okay.
Yeah, because I wanted to be an actress. And I'm like, you know what? I heard about this one actress who's really famous, and that's what she did. She was like, I'm going to get behind the camera so I could be in front of it. And I did. And then I dropped out. Oh. And then I started tattooing professionally.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Were your siblings into art at all?
No. My brother drew when he was younger. He drew, like, Dragon Ball Z characters.
Cool.
But he was more into music. He got me into hip-hop, which is – so my music journey was I wanted to be a rapper. I was, like, 6, 7 years old, and I'm like, I want to be like Missy Elliott. And my brother,
you ever dress up like her?
I thought she was amazing though. Like, and my brother always listened to like 3-6 Mafia, Bone Thugs and Harmony, like all that good shit, NWA. And so for me, I idolized my brother. I wanted to be like him. Like, I was just like, I want to be a rapper and I want to skate. And he was just a little bad boy and I loved it. He was into guns, like, he's in the military now, but yeah. So, oh my God, we'd play video games, like, Metal Gear Solid. I was a boy's girl. So, yeah, I started music-wise. It was a lot of influence from my brother wanting to be a rapper. But, yeah, so that kind of led to me making music now, because I still do it.
You know Missy Elliott?
No, I'm not too familiar. I know who she is, but I'm not too familiar with her music.
She actually lived near us.
I'm sure I know songs.
Dude, how old are you?
I'm 22.
Oh, you little baby.
If you're working, I'm sure I know songs. Work it. Put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it.
That's right.
I never knew what she said there,
She's saying it backwards.
Yeah. Oh.
Like, she's saying, like, a line from the song backwards, yeah. Yeah, man, you missed out in that era.
I did.
Such a good time.
I did.
I like the music videos.
I had the cool, like, new metal and, like, rock era that I was, I caught that, all of it. But I was never really into hip-hop at all, okay. Like, ever in music.
Yeah.
It's not my thing.
Hip-hop, it was, like, my
Or, like, R&B, hip-hop, like, any of that, I was just, like, listening to, like, Linkin Park and Deftones and Disturbed, like, just anybody that was popping in, like, the 2000s like that, I think, is really who I was listening to. But I was also born in 01.
You are really well-versed in rock, which is cool. It's impressive because you're really young.
Yeah.
So you always catch me off guard when you play something. I'm like, how do you know that?
It's how I do, though.
It's because I put the song on.
No, yeah. Danny's put me onto a lot of cool stuff.
I got myself into the emo phase in middle school, and that changed my life. So I was just like,
how do you get yourself into it?
So that was, like, my transformation before high school was that, like, being seen. Yeah. And the name kind of comes from that whole thing, the Steffi Boom name. Yeah, I changed. Listen, I didn't have style. My hair sucked. Yeah. I always wore, like, a little ponytail, you know. And I was trying to be cool, so I wore big old hoops to be, like, a chonga. I don't know what the hell I was doing. But then rock, like, rock just showed me this whole other style of just, you know, this,
yeah,
this fashion sense that I had never thought of. And I cut my hair, and it looked ridiculous, like big, like, you know, like something, little spiky thing sometimes. Yeah. So yeah, I was definitely like the emo skater chick when I was in high
school.
Did
you notice a lot of the scene emo chicks from our time evolved into tattoo artists?
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense, though.
Yeah, 100%.
It aligns.
But it's like, it just, all from where I grew up, like, all of them were like, I'm going to be Ted. And me, too.
Yeah.
Well, I was a scene girl.
You were a scene girl, for sure. I was going to say that, too. You were definitely seen.
But it was
you
like.
You are, by the way. You totally still seen.
Yeah.
I think so. Dude, what?
You're a hybrid dog.
Dude, look at the angel bites.
That's yeah, true, you're right. Dude. You're right.
I guess you're right.
I didn't even know what those shit were called.
Is this what scene? Is this what scene looks
like?
This
is modern scene.
You're the final evolution.
Yeah, top
people
tier.
Turn into you.
You graduated. Right.
You're the Charizard.
Right. If you can find a Thunderstone, you might see
it. You just need a scene name.
All right, give me scene name.
John the Don. No, that's
gay. What? John the Don.
That's a little too ghetto for us.
Wait, is it still a
Johnny Massacre
scene name?
Johnny
or do you
Massacre.
Evolve into a tat name?
It kind of.
Remember when everyone was doing tat names?
What was your tat name?
What it
was kind of. It was actually before our time, but it was like when I came into tattooing. Like all the tattoo artists had like their nickname for tattooing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's Johnny Spiderwebs.
I guess for me, I've been Steffi Boom since I was 12, so that's been my name for everything.
Steffi
Boom.
But
it would be like that.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Like, it was just like, oh, that's Joker.
Oh, like,
that's Joker over there.
Like, up in Jersey and New York, that's just what it was.
Yeah, you're right. I had a friend who was like Danny Needles or something like that.
Yeah.
He tattooed.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, we have some
going the other way.
Wait, that or drugs. Yours? You didn't have one?
What?
Needles?
No. I mean, Needles would have made sense.
We have some friends that still want to bring back the tat names. I think tat names should come back.
And then my tat name is Art or Cry.
Mm.
So
Adrian's is Axel.
Wrong, bro. I'm like, what the
Yeah. Adrian was like a decade cry. Late.
Yeah. Adrian like, came in and he was like, Axel tattoos. And then it was Ghost Art, and now he's Adrian Saga, which is cool.
Yeah.
But dude, I think Axel's sick, dude. If
Stop.
Adrian
don't encourage that shit.
Bro, imagine
it's
if we were
cool
at a convention.
When he thinks it's cool.
Bro, but if we were at a convention, dude, and you see Adrian's face and like under it, like Axel. On his banner was like Axel.
Axel.
Dude, I'd fucking lose it. It'd be
Axel?
Sick.
I want to know all his other names because you know that motherfucker had a
list. I kind of
like saying to himself in the mirror.
Like crossing him off?
Yeah.
No, not that. That one's stupid.
And he but came Axel. Up with Axel, yeah.
Dude, Axel goes hard, dude.
So my name was actually Steffi Goes Boom.
Steffi, why?
I literally had to think Steffi
middle
Goes
name.
Boom.
Did you go boom? What is going boom?
It's like, it goes, it channels
oh,
back
you bloomed.
To like, no, not really. This
Steffi
is a
goes
bra,
boom.
Okay.
So Steffi goes boom. So
yeah.
How did you go boom?
I think
boom?
That was like more of like, again, going into like me being a little asshole. Like
sure.
I was really an angry kid. I was angry at the world. I love fighting.
Yeah.
I like getting hit in the face. So if I was going to fight somebody and you hit me in the face, it didn't matter. I liked it.
Yeah.
I had a lot of anger. I wanted to feel pain. So I think Steffi Goes Boom is like me, like about to rage. Like, just like, I'm going to pop.
Steffi's going to go boom.
Yeah. I'm about to get punched.
You don't want to see me when I boom, dog.
Yeah.
Like, you get knocked out.
She gets up.
Right.
Boom.
That's a sick ass name.
Boom.
Boom.
Yeah, that's cool, dude. Because I know we had a conversation a few months ago. About what boom meant.
And you
really
thought
it was like
you
were about to blow up.
Boom.
What? Yeah, I didn't know what it meant.
Positive spin on it. Oh,
right.
That's cool. Well, now I know it's you got hit in the face.
Well,
Steffi gets hit in the face.
Well, okay, great.
Just like,
no, everybody thinks I'm a white girl, which is great, by the way.
Okay.
Because Latinos talk a lot of shit in
Spanish.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, you're undercover.
Mm-hmm. And then I snap back in Spanish, and they're
Fritz
like,
"Fritz is undercover too."
You speak Spanish?
See, that's how
Mike,
undercover.
Look,
you
just
dating Spanish. Man.
You don't even know, and you're undercover.
Yeah, Fritz is
we
double
had
cover.
Conversation, damn.
Fritz is Peruvian.
Why didn't
you
respond in Spanish?
Okay.
Okay.
Fritz is like, why are you talking to me? I thought I could just sit here and not be involved.
That happens to me too, but I'll just like respond to them in like a overly done Hispanic accent because I don't know how to speak Spanish,
right.
But I'm Hispanic.
Yeah, do it right now.
I'll be like, listen, man, I know what you thought. I can understand what you're saying.
So good.
And then they're like, what? And I'm like, my bad, dog. I just don't speak Spanish.
I read this wrong.
And then they
Spanish.
Call me racist, dude. It makes no sense.
Not Puerto Rican.
Right. Yeah.
You're Puerto Rican, right?
Yeah, I'm Puerto Rican and Chilean. Let me ask you something. I want to clear something up
really
quick.
You're born in Chile's?
How do you say Chile? The country.
Chile.
Thank you.
Por qué?
How do you say it, Danny?
What she said.
Cool.
I say Chile.
Chile.
So John gets really upset at me.
From America.
John Chile. Gets so
it's
upset
an
at me.
American accent. What do you
well,
expect?
If you don't say it the American accent, you say Chile.
Yeah,
Chile.
It just sounds weird if you say Chile.
I'm from Chile.
It sounds weird.
Well, I get it.
Because you emphasize it like an asshole.
Well, yeah. Dude, because
you're
that's...
You're like, howdy, y'all. And I'm from...
Chile.
Yeah, no, it is weird. It's weird. Cause, dude, I'm from Georgia.
Imagine I came home from Milan.
Yeah, Italy.
And you're like, where'd you go? And I was like, oh, I went to Milan.
Dude, I'm not. Well, you know what I would?
You
say?
Would think no, I was no, an
I'm
asshole.
Not, I'm not
bro.
Gonna lie to you. You know what I would say to you? What? I'd be like, John, you're so cultured,
I was
and
Milan.
That's so cool, dude.
Milan.
That you respect other people's culture. That's what I would say.
Or I just say it like I'm not a tryhard, bro. I'm like, yeah, I went to Milan.
Dude, I'm a Hispanic sweat, Milan. Dude. My bad.
Imagine I was like Milan.
Bro,
you know
bro,
what it is?
Milan, if bro. I said Chile in my house, my mom would slap me, dude. I was conditioned to not say that.
Yeah,
dude.
No, and more than anything though, like you, because it's Milano in Italian, but it's translated to English, so right. You're able to say it in English. Right. Versus Chile, it's just still Chile.
Yeah.
So is it chal?
No. I wasn't saying. Oh, I was.
You
just
said
saying
Milan.
Milan.
Right.
Milan.
But they wouldn't say Italians Milan. Wouldn't say Milan. They say Milano.
I know.
So you know what I mean.
But what I'm saying is, I just keep the American accent
all the way through, thick and through. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm still gonna say Chile until I.
You probably
well,
say
he's Latino.
You probably say
he's
salmon. You piece of shit.
No,
why
I say salmon,
have an
dude.
Accent with anything else.
No, you definitely say salmon.
No, dude, I don't say salmon.
You say Caribbean
dude.
I might
or Caribbean.
Be completely
Caribbean.
I think he's traumatized.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Listen,
that's
I might be completely wrong, and that's fine. It's just weird when like we're all right. Model Citizen used to be cool before Alex started wearing it. Are you tired of being unattractive to everyone around you? Well, not anymore. With the Model Citizen apparel, you'll be beating them off with a stick. Finally, tattoo clothing. That is actual quality that I can wear around and feel good. For real though, the quality of these clothes is top notch. This is like nothing you've ever seen before with a tattoo company. This isn't some Gildan bullshit. These are quality hand-picked clothing. They have everything from vintage styles, oversized clothes, modern tees. Go to themodelcitizen.com, get them before Alex does. All talking to our boys, and he just only emphasizes an accent that word.
I will say it's real, 100%.
You're not from there.
100%.
You're from here.
I will
you're
say,
American.
I will say 1,000%. I am probably like the most whitewashed Hispanic person ever, so it is kind of funny when I do say that only one word.
Imagine you're like, where are you from, John? And I'm like, oh, me, I'm from Scotland.
Oh. Yeah, but that's cool, dude.
Wait, are you?
No,
I'm born here, but that's my family's Scottish.
That was awesome. Can you do that all the time though? Because I like it.
You see, people like
that
it.
That was awesome.
People think
that
it's
was
cool.
Perfect.
Your shit's working.
Do you know what I'm? It's
working.
It kind of put it
some
into perspective.
Like it,
I'm just saying, it's kind of
it.
Sick, dude. I personally, me, I think it's sick.
Awesome.
If you were to, I'm not going to repeat the Scottish accent. But if you were to do that,
you think it's sick because I'm like joking about it.
Yeah.
You're
I do,
not.
I
you're
do this,
serious.
I do this
bro.
In real life. I do this in real life. I say Chile in real life.
You say it so well too. That was great.
What can I say, girl? You know why? Because I'm Chilean.
Because you got hit for you're saying Chilean. It with an American accent,
dude.
I think he's traumatized. He said his mom like basically.
No,
him
dude.
To
my
say
mom's
right?
my the fucking greatest person on planet Earth. But,
yeah, your mom is.
But she wants you to pronounce things the
but
right
she,
way.
Yeah, but she wanted like she's like you're a Hispanic boy.
Tú eres Latino.
Exactly. Yeah. Dude, like my family, when I don't speak Spanish, I don't know, because you speak Spanish fluently, right? So for me, I don't. I grew up in Georgia.
Yeah.
I, I grew up in fucking Georgia, dude.
He's making up for the fact that he doesn't speak.
So I have to make up. I have to compensate in certain areas to make sure that everything else is good. Because all my brothers, except for my little brother, speak. Right. Speak fluent Spanish.
So it's like with that. Yeah. When I was younger, I didn't want to be Latina. I was American all the way.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're from Colombia. No, I'm American. Yeah. I was born in LA. I didn't want to speak Spanish.
Yeah.
No, I was super anti my
own. Were you like super pro George Bush?
I don't know. I'm a child. Okay. I don't really care about politics.
I wanted to know how patriotism works. I just wanted to
be like the freaking American rappers and the actors and stuff. Yeah. And then I got to high school and I had a cousin who was like really Colombian and into JDM and racing and house music. And him and his friends spoke Spanish all the time. And they played like Spanish music. And eventually like I was just like, yo, this is kind of awesome. Like this music is dope and this lifestyle is dope and what the fuck? And then I literally started talking, like, speaking more Spanish because I sucked. I butchered it all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, yeah, I just kind of delve into it. And I'm like, now I'm Colombian. Yeah, represent.
Hell yeah. That's cool, dude. Yeah, I didn't do any of that.
You didn't do that.
I didn't do any of that.
You're just like, I'm American.
Yeah, I was like.
Chile.
I was like, I really don't think I embraced, like, the Latino heritage at all. Probably like at any point in my life. I think that when I was like cooking for a little bit, I was like, cool, I want to be able to like cook some things from home. But at the same time, like both like Puerto Rico and Chile.
Puerto Rico.
No, I can't do that. I can't roll my R's. Why? I can't do that. I can't roll my R's.
Do one or don't.
Bro, Puerto Rico. No, I can't. I can't. No, I can't. I can't.
You're not going to even try?
Yeah, you don't going to try?
It sounds so.
Wait, well, you got it.
You did it.
Do it again.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can't do it again. I'm gonna start the car.
Yeah.
Say it with the R word.
Retard. God. Sorry.
Damn it, man.
Sorry.
You thought that's what I meant.
What was the R word?
Respect.
Yeah, respect.
Resilience. Oh,
respect women.
I respect women. Sorry, woman. I too am a woman.
See,
now I gotta cut that shit out too.
What? No, but yeah, I didn't.
Anyway, speaking of mental health.
Yes, yes, mental health. How does that play into your art?
Are you just assuming?
Well, no, she said when she was six, she was a sad girl and that it played into her art.
You're like, oh, mental health, I'll talk about that later.
So you're a woman.
Well, ever since I was a woman.
Yeah.
Since I was born.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is mental health part of your story?
For sure.
See, Alex?
She said already that it was part of her story.
Yeah.
I've suffered from depression since I was really little. Since I can remember, I think I was in sixth grade. I was living in Newark, New Jersey. Like my first memory of really feeling bad.
I love that you said it like that. You said Newark, New Jersey.
Not New Jersey.
Chris is like Newark.
Nork. Is that what you're supposed to say? Nork.
People from there take out letters because they're dumb.
Oh. Well.
And you're talking about someone. You're talking to someone that spent a lot of time in Newark.
You can say that from there. In Newark.
People from Newark aren't dumb. I'm just making fun of Chris. Yeah.
Yes, Newark, New Jersey. That's like my first real memory of like being really, really depressed and not knowing why I felt that way at all. Shout out to my sister because she caught me crying once and she took me to my first concert ever. It was
on the piano.
No, well, maybe yeah, I was already dude, a sad little.
Let her be, dog.
That was the music though. That was the song.
Yeah,
canon.
Listen, yeah, I got you.
Sheep.
Anyways, love that song.
So shout out to my sister because she caught me crying once. At the time, like, and she's like, what's wrong? I'm like, I don't know what's wrong with me. I just feel really sad. And she's like, we're going to go to New York. Get ready. I'm like, why? We went to New York. We're driving to this huge freaking concert hall. She's like, we're going to go see a band. I'm like, who? Coldplay. I'm like, who the fuck is Coldplay? Yeah. Like, I don't know who this is. Oh, my God.
Where were they playing?
It was somewhere in New York. I have no idea.
But it was just like, you could get in, no problem?
I mean, she had tickets. Oh, okay. I guess she bought me one. I don't know.
How old were you at the time?
I was like 11.
Okay. I thought she was like, fuck it, we'll find something to do. No, oh, we'll just roll into this Coldplay.
She already had the plan with a friend, and then she just brought me along. And nice. It was...
That's cool.
Good sis.
Yeah,
that's
really cool. It was amazing. And I think that night was when I like it solidified. I'm like, I need to be on that stage myself. Yeah. It was beautiful. Shout out to Coldplay. They kill it. But after that, like, I did get hospitalized twice. Like, I went deep into it with depression. Mm. And I think that's where in high school, you know, I started doing, like, experimenting with drugs and drinking. I would skip school. I was a lost little angry girl.
Like, yeah. Self-medicating.
Yeah. Basically, yeah. The second time I got hospitalized, I OD'd, and I was trying to kill myself. And I saved my own life. It's a really crazy story. And then I got hospitalized, and I'm very thankful for that, honestly.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing that saved me was just, like, the thought of my mom finding me. And that kind of, like, made me think outside of myself. Because it was always me, and how I felt. And then I thought about, like, how other people would feel if I wasn't here, you know. And that kind of changed me in a lot of ways. And I started, like, I don't know, it just made me want to live, I guess. If not for myself, for my mom. You know, so I was medicated prior to that, and I didn't want to be on medicine anymore, so I refused it. I was like, I don't want to be on pills. So I've been off medication now for over 10 years.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I got back into therapy recently, and I'm doing really good.
Nice.
Yeah, but music has been, like, saved my life, 100%. Yeah. So my songs are really sad, talk a lot about love and heartbreak, because that's literally what I go through, and I put it into... the words that I say and the drawings that I make, because I need to, or else I'll probably get fucked up and, you know, do a bunch of bad shit. I don't know.
Do you think it's possible to produce amazing artwork without pain, struggle?
So I'm learning how to do that now. And it is a little hard. It's crazy because I feel like doing drugs or being drunk kind of, since it lowers your inhibition, you think more freely and you don't doubt yourself as much. You don't question your thoughts. So it's easier to, like, you know, just be honest with your art. And then when you're sober or you're happy, you have to kind of, like, relearn how to do that.
Yeah.
You know, how to be creative. Because it is, in a way, a skill, you know. And I don't know about you, but I'm very insecure. I doubt everything I do. I hate everything I do usually. If I do a song and I love it, I'll end up hating it at some point. And I'm like, oh, that's trash. It's not good enough. You know? So it's learning how to, be sober, be clean, be healthy, and love yourself through all that process and kind of, like, become a new person. Right. You know? So it's hard. You can do it 100%. Yeah. So that's what I'm trying to do right now. And I think now is when I'm writing the best stuff I've ever written. It's not out yet. But it will be soon.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. But yeah, like, now, and I get to tell it from a more of a, like, a story or an experience instead of me being in the moment like, I hate my life and da 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 da. Now I can, like, give it a different a tone to it, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a different kind of creativity for sure.
Yeah, I think the, like, when creating, like, putting emotions behind it or into the process makes it something it couldn't have been without it. And then I think, because there's kind of this idea that, like, you can't be a great creative without, like, a fucked up past, essentially. Well, and I don't know if that's true, because, like, you know, I have my own history. But I was thinking about that, like, recently. It's almost like that's how it's advertised. Like, yeah, you want to be, I mean, it was definitely in the music scene, yeah. You know, growing up, like, yeah, you want to be an amazing musician, just yourself,
yeah.
You know? And, like, being harsh in a joke, but it was like, struggle, do drugs, yeah. Like, be miserable,
yeah.
You know? And I always wondered, like, okay, like, when you're that miserable and when you're struggling that hard, like, of course emotions are going to go into the creative process. Cause it's like your whole life, it's so consuming. It's all these, like, negative emotions that are, like, easy to come out.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, unstable. And because when I got clean and kind of didn't have that, it was it's kind of hard to create.
Yeah.
But it was just because that was my only experience. It's like I had such strong emotions and like depression and fear. And it, whether I wanted to or not, it was going to come out in everything, mm-hmm. including my artwork. And then it was like, well, how do I take like happiness, gratitude, and being content? And like,
yeah.
like how do I tap into that? These are very stable feelings.
Yeah.
It's almost harder to like channel that in. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
100%.
Right?
100%.
And so I don't know if you need like this struggle. And it's also in comedy a lot. They're like, you're not going to be funny unless, you know.
Unless you have like severe depression.
Right.
I think it's.
Trauma.
Yeah. Right?
I think putting it that way, it's definitely like an experience thing. Like, so you kind of, your art was what you were experiencing and what you felt.
Right.
You didn't have those good experiences yet. You didn't have anything to talk about in that sense. So like the more you experience in life with that, that's where your writing comes from or your art, you know. You need to kind of have things happen. Now the idea that you need them to be bad, that's no, it's not true. It's not reality. Really, if you don't, they're all, come on, look at all these other singers that make happy music, you know.
Yeah.
They can do it, we can do it too. But unfortunately people are drawn to that. I think a lot of people are drawn to the drama, to the darkness. They, because a lot of people feel that too, so it's more relatable.
Yeah, exactly.
And that is, it sells more, usually.
Maybe it's just more, like, identifiable.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's more relatable.
You know? Mm-hmm. And because, you know, it's hard, I don't know. Like, if someone's, like, you see someone happy on the internet, it's not like you're like, oh, that's cool, I'm also happy. But for some reason, when you see, like, someone that's depressed and traumatized, you're like, oh, I can relate to that.
Yeah,
you know, it's so easier.
You're depressed and traumatized.
Well, I think it's also because, like, people associate that, like, the negative emotions with, like, being more raw.
Right.
Versus, like, maybe this is just, like, personal experience. But if I were to ever, like, happy music or, like, seeing someone happy on the internet, it's like, oh, cool, they're happy, that's cool. But what's, like, actually going on? And, like, people, like, growing up, like, comedians that always presented as happy, like Robin Williams, and then it's like, cool, then this guy hangs himself.
Hey, he was killed.
You know you know what I mean? It's like, I think it's like we just associate, like, not only it's more relatable, but it's like, oh, cool, if you let me in,
yeah.
And you're just like, oh, I'm actually really sad and I'm actually this.
So
I'm like,
you think it's more authentic.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, cool, you're actually being real versus you being like, oh, my life's good, everything's good. I'm like, yeah, shut the fuck up, dude. Yeah. No, it's not.
Me personally right now, I think I don't want to jinx it because I feel very good.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in a very good
That's
place
awesome.
Mentally. But I'm still writing, like, sad stuff, you know. I'm just writing it from a different perspective on, like, kind of letting go or moving on. So you can still do that, too, you know. Obviously, like, every song's not going to be happy.
Yeah.
And even if it is, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but music, it changes you and it kind of evokes, like, these feelings that you might not realize you have. So I've already proven this with myself. Like, if I want to be happy, I want to have a good day, and I put on, like, happy music or pop or whatever, like, it keeps me going. I put on some Megan Thee Stallion. I feel like the baddest bitch, you know?
Me too.
So, yeah, right. So it's kind of like that, too. Like, everything's going to bring out an emotion out of you, and there is a vibe for everything, you know? So I think I get what you mean about, or what you were saying about, like, the people that write the happy stuff and not feeling like, you know, that truly, you know?
Do you think now as an artist, as a musician, like you just said, like, cool, like, yeah, I am in a really good place and that's awesome, but I still will put out some things that, like, are, you know, may have, like, more negative emotion. Do you think that now, being in that good place, like, that's just an outlet for you and it's just getting it all out and then you can continue on in this really cool headspace?
Yeah, 100. Well, it's always going to be coping for me because at the end of the day, like, I need to have those outlets to survive. Like, I say this all the time. I'm like, if I don't have my music and my art, I'll probably not be here.
Cool.
And I know it's a dark thing to say, but it's my reality. I'm diagnosed with bipolar depression, anxiety, and paranoia. And for me, bipolar depression, it comes and goes as it pleases. Like, I'll have really good days and then suddenly I don't feel okay and I can't explain it. Sometimes I have triggers, you know, things happen that do make me sad. So for me, it's like, and I'm not on medication anymore.
Yeah.
So I still have to be very conscious about that. I have to make sure that everything I do is going to help me stay at the pace that I'm at.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I can still go down that hole. But writing, like, right now, yeah, everything that I'm writing, it's not genuine because I'm happy. No. On the contrary, like, I'm in therapy. I'm, like, kind of studying, like, why I've been who I am. And that's why I said it's, like, a different perspective because now that I feel good, I can actually, like, when you're in a bad place, you're not really thinking too clearly.
Yeah.
You know, everything's negative, very nihilistic point of view for me. And now it's more of, like, I feel good. Now I can dissect and look into the science or the why or where that came from. Like, I think more logically. And it's cool because it brings out different stories as to why I was an angry kid. Now I know certain things that I never thought of before. So it's kind of a cool thing, you know, being stable and being able to create, which is why I said, like, you can still do it. It's just a different way to do it. And you have to figure out how.
Yeah. Do you guys ever miss depression? And I'm not being facetious.
Yes.
When I was in my lowest, bro, I did everything to, like, better myself. Mm. I looked the best. I felt the best. I don't know if it was I had something to prove, but I do miss that drive that you have when you're that low.
Okay, I get what you mean. Yeah. I think I'm there now, like, trying to look the best. I'll help you out, Doug. I think I'm in that part, and I don't want it to go away. I really hope it doesn't. So.
Yeah.
Well, I think that really, like, kind of plays into, like, what we were talking about, like, with the music and stuff and, like, the negative emotions, because for me at least, like, being in recovery and kind of getting out of some old things that I was in, there's definitely, like, I'm attracted to, like, that chaos, or I'm attracted to kind of, like, the, I don't know if it's I'm attracted to it or I'm just really comfortable in it because I spent so much time in it. Mm-hmm. But it, like, there is that, like, oh, how can I, you know, self-sabotage or kind of fuck something up so it feels normal. You know what I mean? Like to that part, like, there's some things that, like, I'll miss.
Yeah, that's I feel like that's very normal in the sense of, like, or very common.
Yeah.
I'll give myself as an example for, like, dating now. I'm terrible at it.
At dating?
Yeah. Like,
why?
Well, not even terrible. I think my standards are super high now, so I'm very picky, but I'm also very paranoid.
All right, let's talk about dating.
Let's talk about dating.
I like this topic, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, I'm, like, super paranoid. I don't trust.
So there was, like, a change.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I was, like, pursuing love since I was, like, 13. Like, I've wanted love. Love, love, love. I'm like, because I.
So, like, what is love to you? Like, a long-term relationship?
Or now just it's different. For me, back then, it was, like, I thought I needed, like, the affection of a boy or a man, because I lacked that, you know, like, love from other people, or I was very insecure, low self-esteem. So I know everybody, all the girls had boyfriends. So for me, it was, like, I want to be in love. And I've always been very monogamous. I've always been ready to marry, ready to have kids. I was married by the time I was 19.
Oh, I always forget that.
Yeah. So I was so in love.
How was it?
Wifey. The first year and a half was amazing. I was super happy.
Yeah.
We were really happy. And then it didn't work out. Now we know he unfortunately had his struggles with mental health. We didn't know it at the time. He's bipolar. He just found out a year or two ago. This was like 10 years ago.
Oh, wow.
So so he was going through it and we had no idea. And it just ended really badly. And now that I have that closure, I'm like, wow, everything makes so much sense. You know, now I'm not as angry about it.
Yeah.
So I always wanted to be in love. I didn't like being alone. So I was always dating somebody or talking to somebody. And now after my last relationship, I'm single. I've been single for almost 3 years and I'm so happy.
Hell yeah.
You know, I have that peace of, like, I'm okay being alone. I appreciate it more. I just needed to experience a really bad relationship to figure it out.
Yeah.
Sucks, but so now I'm, like, scared to date.
But so now you were saying, like, you feel like your standards are too high?
Like, not too high. They're perfectly high. Fuck that. No, okay, my standards are high. They should be. So they're high. I'm pickier. And it makes it really hard, especially living in South Florida. You know, I think we're all very complicated messes down here.
And then, so when you're, like, going on dates, obviously you have, you know, a list or mental list of what you're looking for. And do you, will you start checking those boxes, like, first date?
I guess. I think it's, like, basics for me off-rip. Like, obviously, if I'm attracted to you, that's important.
Like, physical attraction.
Yeah, physical attraction for me is important. Do you seem like a kind person? I think it's a big one for me. Are you funny?
Are you being nice to the waitress?
Are you being... You remember, yes. Are you being nice to the waitress? Are you being... Oh, hell yeah. So little things like that, like, I'll see how you act the first date. And are you religious or not? Are you good with your family? Like, one of the things I love to ask is, like, oh, are you, like, tight with your mom or your sisters, whatever? And if they say no, I'm usually like,
yeah,
that might be a red flag.
What are, like, the non-negotiables?
Non-negotiables?
Being an orphan.
Orphans are out. Are you close to their family? I mean, I would be if I knew them.
Yeah, they left me the basket.
Get out of here.
Check.
Check, please.
Oh, we're done here.
I'm definitely shooting for somebody that's sober.
Like,
know?
What's something, like, sober. If you heard it, you'd be like, absolutely, I'm getting out of here.
Yeah, no, if they're, like, doing drugs. Like, yeah. I'm over that. I'm trying to be.
Any drug.
Yeah, no drugs.
Cool.
No drugs. Right. And alcohol, I'm like. Because I'm trying to stop drinking.
Oh, I count alcohol as a drug.
I've been, okay. Yeah. I've been, well, that I'm a little bit more like, I know sometimes people socially drink, whatever.
Yeah.
Nobody's perfect. So picking my battles.
Right.
But I would prefer, yeah, an all around sober person. I want that so bad. Yeah. Because I also want to be like sober.
Do you want like a regular sober person or like a person in recovery sober? Or does it matter?
I don't know. I never dated anybody in recovery. I've only ever dated addicts.
Hell yeah, dude.
Like people like currently use.
I've only ever dated functioning.
Yeah, okay. Currently yeah, using.
All right, yeah. Because there's always that catch with them recovering once. They could
I don't
slip.
Have that.
You know, it could go real bad.
I was, yeah, right. And I it was funny because I mentioned it to Scott the other day. I was like, no, I don't think I want anybody in recovery. He was like, yeah, but like, why? And I'm like, I don't know, just because I feel like that might happen or whatever. Yeah. He's like, oh, look at Alex and look at this person. I'm like,
hell yeah.
Make a good point, you know, like they're doing well.
Boy, I never slipping down.
I would never.
I'm high right now.
No, I think for me, it's just like, I don't know if I can handle my last relationship or my last few relationships been with addicts, and it's really, really hard.
Yeah.
And for me, that I have my issues with my mental health, I think I need somebody that's clean and just, you know, level headed.
Can balance.
And yeah, 100%.
So if you're on a date and, you know, the waitress or waiter comes over and obviously right away they push drinks on you. What are we drinking tonight? Cocktails? Here's you know, because it's money. And dude's like, oh, yeah, I'll have a beer.
That's whatever.
Fine?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
You know, it's interesting enough, the last couple of dates I've been on, I haven't drank and then they usually don't drink.
They're like, fall asleep.
Yeah. Or they're sober.
They're like, yeah. And she's like, water.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
with ice.
Yeah.
Is ice
cream? Scotch like, and water hold the scotch.
You guys have hand sanitizer?
Purell?
They should have got you pumped.
I don't know if it's Broward, man, but every guy I've been on a date with recently, they've been sober. Or okay, they've come from treatment.
There's a huge population.
Yeah. So I haven't, it seems very natural. Like, they're like, yeah, I'll have a water too. And I'm like,
well, we're like the treatment capital.
They're like, anyway, I'm going to use the bathroom real quick. Yeah.
You just got like 100 times hotter just because you asked for water.
Yeah, dude, water and fentanyl mix fucking perfect.
Tell me more.
So you said religion. Can you go into that a little bit? Like the do's and don'ts?
Yeah, no. Me personally, I'm not.
Ooh, what? Sorry, nothing.
Continue. Alex, we're matchmaking right now. Okay,
sorry.
Are you guys trying to find
contestant
my
number
man?
One?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not very religious. I don't believe in organized religion. I was born. I was raised a Christian. Not for me.
When you say you don't like believe in organized religion, do you mean like you just don't believe in the different religions out there, or like you don't like that people are involved with organized religion?
I think organized religion's very cult-like. Oh God, I'm going to offend so many people.
Who cares?
But yeah, I think it's very cult-like. I think there's a lot of like, I'm very for like people doing what they want to be happy, to be themselves as long as they're not hurting anybody. Like, that's my mentality. And I feel like all these religions have all these rules and all these regulations. And if you do this, you're going to hell. You know, if you do this, like, it's bad or whatever, you know, and I'm just anti that.
Cool.
Basically.
Tat Toolkit. You guys need to check this out. If you want to improve your digital designs and increase your tattoo productivity, then this is the site for you. Tat Toolkit offers digital designs, stamps, reference pictures, stencils, brush sets, and so much more. Whether you're just starting out or you've been in the industry your whole life, these tools will benefit you. What I love about Tat Toolkit is we're constantly working with new artists to really build an online community. You will get an inside look at the design process for each artist we work with. Tat Toolkit will offer everything from the tools these artists are using, the designs they're creating, online seminars, merch, and more. This is a great place to interact and connect directly with the best artists in the industry. You guys need to check this out at tattoolkit.com. And don't forget to use code CAMSUCKS for 10% off.
Here. Steffi, you're single, right?
Yeah.
Alex, you're single, right?
All right, let's do a pretend date.
Yeah, let's do a pretend date.
Okay.
Act like we're not here and there's a camera.
John's the waiter.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Yeah, there we go. All right, so we just sat down. Okay.
Here's the drink menu. You
shut the drink. Fuck up.
Well, this date's over.
All okay, right. Cool. Sorry.
All right, let's try again.
All right. Hey, y'all drinking tonight?
Hell yeah.
I'm okay. I'll have a water.
Yeah.
Water's okay. Don't worry.
No, I actually don't drink.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'll have a
water. Water and is your accent Chilean? Water.
Okay. Thanks, dude.
All right, now I'm gone.
Okay. So now you're the one who's asking me the questions.
Oh, really? You're going to tell me how to act on a date?
Well, I mean,
really?
Okay.
Wow, you're one of those, huh? Tell me more. Do you?
I hate women.
Oh.
sorry.
I'm at the wrong table.
Here are your waters.
Thank you.
Oh, I see you have a cross there.
I'll give you 5 minutes religious? To look at the menu, and I'll come back.
Thank you. It's a great place that you chose. I've never been here before.
Yeah, me neither.
What's it called?
Santi's is cool.
Yeah, Santi's. So do you usually?
So how about God? Huh? God's pretty. God, you like God?
I mean, yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
I'm not really that religious. But yeah. Are you religious?
Are you religious?
No.
Me neither.
I mean, you just said you like God.
I just think like the he's cool, but like I'm not religious, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So why would you bring up God?
You want to fuck?
Sorry.
Yeah, God damn.
Whoa. And then
They went well.
Did you guys have a chance to look at the menu yet?
Sorry, we're having sex.
Don't see that on the menu.
Didn't you see we're having sex? I have sex with women.
Is this really how you would be on a date? Like, are you that nervous?
Okay, no.
Can you? Yeah, he is that nervous.
Yes, I am that nervous.
Is that you just
rambling? Why don't you try to do
all right, I'll do it for a real day. I'll do it for a real day. Okay. Okay, so we just got our waters. All right.
You want me to give you an intro?
Yeah.
Make sure you make eye contact.
Did you guys want to throw in any appetizers or have a chance to look at the menu?
Yeah, I would like some spinach dip and artichoke and lobster and chicken fingers and...
Jesus fucking Christ.
Just kidding.
I don't have to write it down.
I just... The spinach dip is fine.
For the boy?
Dude, did you just degrade me on my date, dude?
Dino nuggies.
Does your brother want anything?
He's not my brother.
Yeah,
no, I'm so
first
sorry.
Date.
You guys just kind of look alike.
The worst waiter ever.
Yeah, dude, you fucking suck, dude. I'll take the fucking spinach dip, bro.
Okay, thank you. What is up with that guy?
I don't know, dude. I want to.
Be real, bro.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
What do you
want
to
do?
I just want to be nice to him. Maybe he's having
but
a real.
Hard to.
Maybe he's having a bad day.
Maybe
he's just having a really bad day.
A dick,
yeah. Oh God. God.
God. God. God. God.
So
God.
Tell me about yourself.
Where are you from? You're from Colombia.
Yeah.
That's
how did
so
you know?
Cool.
You
I don't know, dude.
I don't have
I'm
that
from.
On my dating profile.
I'm from. Chile. So I just kind of figured.
You're Latino? Do you speak Spanish?
I'm Latino. Nope.
Oh.
I don't.
Well, were you raised like by your parents or are you homeless or?
Well, do I look homeless?
No.
I was just wondering.
I'm just wondering.
Yeah, I was raised by my parents. Yeah.
Mom and dad?
Yeah, mom and dad. Cool.
How are you? Are you close to your mom?
Yeah, dude, my mom is the fucking shit.
Awesome.
I love my mother.
It's a little ding. Green flag. Okay, cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any siblings?
Are you cool with... Yeah, I have four brothers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot of men.
I know, yeah. Yeah.
It's you must have had a lot of fun growing up. Oh, I'm sorry for you. It must have been really hard for you. we don't have to talk about it.
Start crying.
We don't have to talk about it. Save it for another day.
That's cool. I kind of like the way that you talk to me in like this really loving way, like you're my mom. It's like it's check.
It's a turn on for me.
Yeah, I'm like really turned on right now.
Raised up.
Okay.
All right, next.
Are you actually speaking right now regular? Like, are you still
not? It's him.
Is this what you're telling
me? Yeah, we're
me
in a today? Date, yes.
You're telling me that? That yeah, I turned you I'm on because I remind you of your mom? Holy shit.
Yeah, I'm open, dog.
Red flag.
What the fuck?
This went from like, I'm good.
Okay, sorry, sorry. I don't know how to be
at
serious.
At the end of a first date, what is your expectation of.
Do I kiss you?
The closure.
Okay, if it went really, really well.
Yeah.
Walk me to the door, or walk me to my car.
Okay.
You know, and yeah, like maybe give try to little, get a kiss, but give like me a don't smooch. But don't shove your tongue in my mouth, you know? Like fuck. Maybe
that's the only movie ass, man.
He yeah. comes tongue first.
Yeah. My pants sometimes come off.
Like as he's kissing, his pants just fall down.
Bro, you remember in Eastbound and Down when he's fucking kissing April and just comes in his pants? And then he's like, I think this is a bad idea. I don't think we should do this. Yeah, that's me.
You gonna kiss her with that toothpick? Transfer it over?
So, if it's gone really, really well, yeah. Like definitely I do like that kiss at the end of the night, but the safety, the best thing you do is not go for the kiss.
Cool.
That's fine too. Like I respect that. And I'm like, all right.
What if they try to bring you back to their house?
Conscious?
Like let's say they try to sleep with you and set that up and you kind of throw them like, hey, no, I'm not going to do that. And it's fine. But you hold that against them.
I wouldn't hold it against them, but it would probably turn me off a bit.
Really?
Even if they were polite about
because
it?
Because for me, it's more of like,
like, hey, this was so much fun. Do you want to, like, go hang out at my friend's apartment for a little bit?
At my roommate's house?
Do you want to go hang out at my halfway house?
They have Twister.
What are we going to do there? Like, what do you want to do?
I don't know. We can just, like, watch a movie. We can do whatever you want.
Yeah. So at that point, I decide, like, do I want to hook up with this guy? If I say yes, then I'm all in, you know? Yeah, sure, fuck it. I know
what are you gonna say?
To go down. But if I don't, I'm not, like, that, the way he asks is cool. You know, it's not too pushy. And I'm like, all right, but I'm not feeling it.
Yeah, I love that.
But sometimes that makes me feel like that's all you want.
Yeah.
And then for me, in my mind, I'm just like, all right, I might not take this guy seriously. I might not go on a date with him because I'm dating to marry. So yeah.
What if a guy invited you and he's like, you know, we have Mario Kart, and you get there, you're actually like really like
into
him.
Play fucking Mario
and as
Kart.
Soon as you get there, he like sits on the bed, he gives you the control. He's like, let's do this. Like,
fuck yeah. You want to tell me you want to play video games? I'm all in. Let's go. All
right. Texas,
yeah. You want to play?
This is way better than fucking.
You can take the luck beat back.
I would hate to have sex with you right now. That would just ruin this.
Right?
I feel like... I feel like that'd be a very good segue. You never know what's going to happen after that, you know?
Yeah, no.
Are you tired of using ink bottles that are spelled correctly? Do you find yourself texting during ad reads for companies? Well, I do, and that's why I use Allegory Black. Are you tired of your black arms looking blue? Do you suck at tattooing and you want to get better? Use Allegory Black. Allegory has normal black and ultra black. Just when you thought it couldn't get any darker, they put out Ultra Black. Use Allegory Ink. It's the best ink on the planet. Go to allegoryink.com and use discount code UNEMPLOYABLE for 20% off. I know, it's crazy. It's so much money. You really should pay full price, but we have a discount code. Right, Alex?
That's right.
What's really funny is I have not been since that relationship. It's like a year. I've never been on like a proper date ever. So I'm like,
well, have you asked anyone on a date?
No, no.
I gotta say, like, you're young. You're gonna definitely, you have all the time in the world, but you should date. You should go on dates, even if you're not good at it, even if it doesn't work out. Like, that's how you learn.
Yeah,
you know.
Alex, do what I do.
I want to. I really want to get like one of those hidden camera glasses. And I just want to go on dates because I think it'd be funny, and then just send it to all my friends. My friends being John.
So you're not ready to go on dates,
yeah. Dude. I don't know.
So you want to film women without their consent?
Like, it'd be funny. Film women without their consent.
I just go on a date.
You gotta have them sign a form.
He goes on a date with a GoPro.
Sorry, it's my dash cam.
Glasses on. All the footage is just him looking at their boobs.
The only one he can find is a motorcycle.
I think for real though that I really like talking to people and like getting to know people on a real level. I'm so fucking bad at closing, dude. It's unreal.
What do you
like,
do? Show me what do you do?
I don't do anything. Look, this is what I'll do. So we have like this pleasant conversation. It was great. And then I walk you to your car, but I'm so terrified of even making a first move. Because I'm like, oh my God, like, what if I get rejected? And then it's like, yo, what if I just like make her?
What if she says yes?
What if she says yes? I didn't plan this far. What happens if like I just make her super uncomfortable? Like, that's weird. So like, I walk you to your car, and I'd be like.
That's so cute. I love that.
Wow, it's real dark out.
Yeah.
It's 7:45.
Yeah, this is exactly what I'd do. I'd be like, awesome. I'd give you a hug. I'd be like, awesome. That was like such a great time.
What kind of hug? Ear to ear?
No.
I would do this. I'd be like.
Don't do it on John. No. Don't do it on Steffi either. Brandon, go over there.
Like a one-arm hug?
No, dude.
With a dead arm?
Yeah. I'll give like a proper hug, and then I'll be like
how like, Keanu Reeves takes pictures?
That was a really, really good time. I really enjoyed myself. I'd love to do that again. But then I'd like go to my car. I would just walk away, dude. Then I'd go to my car, and I'd be like, fuck! What the fuck?
Like on the steering wheel.
Yeah, dude, I'm like punching my steering wheel, dude. I turn on movements, and I'm just like, I'm gonna kill myself.
No. Bro, you look over to the car next to you. She's sitting in the other car, like,
dude.
So you gotta listen.
I'm listening to like Citizen, bro. I'm just listening to the whole Youth album. I'm like, fuck, dude.
So what I do when I realize that maybe he's too scared to make a move is I always like try to like do a kiss in the cheek. Like, yeah. I hug you, hold you, give you a kiss on the cheek, and just to let you know, like.
Good. If a girl gave me a kiss on the cheek, I'd be like, oh, like, no. Look, like, I would see it coming in, dude, and I'd be like.
Fucking llama.
If it goes really, really well, I'm just like.
Bro, it's so funny because I know that John can actually picture me. And bro, I swear to God, he would come in like this and be like,
oh, man.
I thought you were going to be like, I do this.
No, dude, it'd be a fucking slow burn, bro. It'd be fucking horrible, dude.
He made me cry.
Dude, where she's going in like, what are you doing?
Oh my God, that'd be so bad.
I can see her coming in for the kiss. You're like, do I have your consent?
Wait, sign this.
Like,
do you consent
to this?
You're like trying to get a feel in while you're getting a kiss on the cheek.
I feel like even if you went straight on, you'd panic and be like,
dude, I'd like grab your face, right? Like, however it is.
Like you close your
eyes.
I'd grab your face and I'd like
come in and then I'd like check it out. You like kiss your forehead.
Like, yo, I would be so confused if somebody did that to me.
Yeah, bro. How do you think I feel?
What the fuck? I gotta say, Alex, like your interactions where you're telling me, like, I personally, I would probably giggle. Like if you're awkward and funny and like yeah. you know, and it's obvious that you're just nervous, like yeah. that would make me laugh in a good way.
Tat Toolkit. You guys need to check this out. If you want to improve your digital designs and increase your tattoo productivity, then this is the site for you. Tat Toolkit offers digital designs, stamps, reference pictures, stencils, brush sets, and so much more. Whether you're just starting out or you've been in the industry your whole life, these tools will benefit you. What I love about Tat Toolkit is we're constantly working with new artists to really build an online community. You will get an inside look at the design process for each artist we work with. Tat Toolkit will offer everything from the tools these artists are using, the designs they're creating, online seminars, merch, and more. This is a great place to interact and connect directly with the best artists in the industry. You guys need to check this out at tattoolkit.com. And don't forget to use code CAMSUCKS for 10% off.
Well, until next time, Steffi, that was really cool. Thank you.
I always think you're about to end it and then you go, Steffi, thank you.
Until next time.
Dude, this is like the fucking date, bro. I don't know how to close, bro.
Close it, bro. Close us.
Don't kiss that mic.
Fuck. I'm going to do the cam thing. Hold on. Steffi. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Unemployable Podcast. Catch you next time.
You can make your own one.